Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us, the Mission Impossible franchise, one bizarre Friday episode minute at a time. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Matthew.
That's right. Your ears do not deceive you. We had to change one of our guests because his computer died right after the fourth episode. So we are joined by a past guest of the show, Matt Soto, from the Roughneck Minute and the Independence Day Minute. Matt, thank you so much. He was in our Discord and he joined us. This is how we're going to do the podcast from now. When people's computers die, we just pull someone out of the crowd.
You just have a pool of guests just ready for you. Yeah.
You weren't our first choice. I'll tell you that. We actually asked a couple of different people and they're all like, I don't have a mic. So it all kind of
know who you are.
And I will go on record to say that I am very much in the doghouse with my wife at the moment because she was not expecting me to record tonight. So you're welcome, listeners.
You're welcome, everyone. This is all for you.
All for you.
We're on minute 45, and minute 45 also has a tiff between two lovers. Stamp and Ambrose are mad at each other, and it begins with Stamp questioning Ambrose and ends with Ambrose helping Stamp take care of one of his long fingernails with a cigar cutter.
Yeah, I think he's trying to implicate something.
It looks like.
Insinuate he's going to take something else besides the finger. That's what it seems like to me.
Oh, is the finger penis?
Yes, finger penis.
Is that what we're going with?
Well, the way that he's
well, I will not name the episode finger penis. Okay,
the way that knows. Ambrose is fingering and holding the holding the cigar and then blowing on the cutter, and it's all a little too heavy handed.
Wow, that was there's a lot to unpack in that sense.
Yes.
There's a lot of innuendo. And again, we were talking about it in the last minute. Were they playing this up? They are definitely playing this up. Basically what happens is Stamp questions him being there. And Ambrose says, of course, does this seem crazy that she's come here 1 week after, the plane went down? So now we have a timeline. We know it's been a week. So the poor doctor wouldn't have lived no matter what. So. We're now, what, how many days after he would have died? Like 5-6 days. Yeah. So
there's 7 days in a week.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Australian weeks are shorter. They're short.
So it depends on if they're on the north or the south side of Australia. You know, it's a big place.
Exactly. I can't remember. Their winters are changed.
It's a big place.
It's all weird over there. Dateline involved. It's all very complicated.
I mean, they have Christmas time in the summer. What the heck is that about?
You remember their brochure, Australia? It's so big.
It's so big.
Well, I don't understand why Ambrose is so pissed about Stamper bringing this up. Is he pissed because he brought it up at all, or is he pissed because he brought it up knowing Ambrose is smarter than that? And of course he's considered this. Which is it?
Maybe Naya had come between the two of them at one point before. In the backstory,
I had the same question. I kind of wondered about it. Like, don't you want, as like the evil guy, you want your underlings to kind of be helping you out and looking out for these kind of things? I think it's the way that he does it, and he reminds him because, like, I guess she left him when they were dating. You know, she wasn't exactly gagging for it. I think that's what gets him.
Yeah,
that he reminds Ambrose that she dumped him, and that's what bothers him.
That's a push too far.
And of course, and that he would figure out.
Yeah, it's less of a power thing and more of the fact that he questioned him and also kind of held a mirror up to the truth.
Yeah,
right.
No one likes to see the truth, man. It sucks sometimes.
It's close to home.
So he does the only thing he's going to do. This scene is actually, it feels very short, doesn't it? I know it's just all of our minutes are short, but sometimes minutes like drag on and you're like, God, how long is this minute?
Yeah.
When I checked the minute, actually, it was 55 seconds. So I think it actually is kind of short.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh my God. That'll ruin the whole show.
Oh, no.
They have to be 1 minute long, or we're kicked out of moviesbyminutes.com. That's just how it works.
That's a stipulation. I mean, yeah.
We have to go over to movies by 55 seconds.
That's its own movie generation. Yeah.
Or 5 minutes at a time. What a weird show.
5 minutes at a time. Was
monster.
That's crazy talk.
I have a question for you guys. Have you ever had a fight with someone that has made you want to hurt them like this?
I think like Jonathan and I had that fight over this movie.
I guess it would have to be a... I'm not going to murder your fingers over it. I'm just mad at you for making me watch the first half of it.
It's our job, man. We've got six movies to get through. Going to be eight soon. Come on.
Oh man.
Like I said, we're going to be doing this into our 50s. Come on. It's going to be awesome.
I have 10 fingers. I have enough fingers to be able to do this. I have enough fingers to do these movies. I can only really stand. I have a real tender spot in my heart for my pinky, so I really have a problem with anytime they put the pinky in like a cutter or about to cut it off or something. That always is really squeamish. Like other fingers, I'm like, oh, that's fine. Like it doesn't bother me in movies. It's the pinky. Maybe it's because it's vulnerable.
You feel protective of the pinky. Yeah,
I get that. Yeah,
it's kind of like my little toe. I always am protective of my little toe. I have a little tiny toe, like a little tiny baby toe. Like it's like, I mean, not like an extra one, just a little baby toe. And one time when I was running, I ran and I hit the corner of a bed and it actually snapped my pinky toe. Yeah. And since then, anything that's like any of my like pinkies, I think about all the time. Like, could I accidentally stick that into a thing and actually rip it off? No. I don't want to do that. I don't want that to ever happen. You know, like you know how you sometimes have those worst case scenarios running through your head? Cause I ride the L a lot. And I'm like, I don't want to get my finger stuck there where it like gets ripped off as we fly by. And I'm like, I think about that more often than I probably should.
No, I get that because I've actually broken my little toe. Yeah.
I have a small pinky toe that actually I can't feel anything on. It's just there.
Yep. Same here. It's actually sticking out an opposite way of my other toes. Yeah,
mine too.
Ugh. Yeah. Oh. It's gross.
What's wrong with you guys?
Stubbing the toe all the time, actually.
I was born like that.
Is this a Spanish thing?
I was born like that. So.
Is this a Spanish thing I don't know about?
No, it's just an uncoordinated thing.
Oh, mine actually goes like is hugging the toe next to it, so it doesn't like want to go anywhere, so it doesn't move.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I mean, with mine, it's weird just because if I do hit it again, it has more of an option to hit just because it's sticking out more.
Oh, do you like tape it to like when you wear flip flops? Do you like tape it to the other toes?
I don't even wear flip flops. That's the whole. My feet are so gross. I don't even want to wear flip flops.
Do you look like that alien from Star Trek: Undiscovered Country? The one that doesn't wear boots. Is that what you look like?
Oh yeah, he just has like a suit on and everything. Yeah,
he looks like he has like fleshy tree limbs feet.
Yeah, no, they're not that weird. I was thinking more. You ever see that commercial with that guy with the weird, like, long fingers on it? Like, he looks kind of like an alien.
Okay.
That's what my toes look like.
Okay, so they're long.
They're long.
Oh, okay. I thought they were stubby and, like, pointed a different way.
They're just thin, long, and one's pointed the opposite way because I've hit it so many times.
Ugh.
It's disgusting. Don't look at my toes, everyone.
My kid has witch toes. My oldest has really long toes, and his pointer toe, for lack of a better term, the pointer toe, is longer than my finger pointer.
That's disgusting.
I'm like, huh. I'm like, oh my god, you have so much, you have too much foot, like too much toe.
So, I've actually been teaching my son how to pick stuff up with his toes as well, too. We call them monkey toes.
Yep, monkey toes. That's what I call them, witch fingers, because that's what they look like. They're really skinny. And they're like... it's very Planet of the Apes.
It really is.
Yes. Our chat right now is telling their horror stories about hitting their toes on things and making faces. It's not good. Let us know in the Impossible Minute Force this week on a Friday episode. Let us know today if you listen to the episode, if you have any horror stories about toes or fingers. I'll take digits, too. I've had friends that almost ripped off their fingers, like getting them stuck and stuff. I've told the story before on this one. I can't remember if I told one. Chris, did I tell the story where I cut off the...
Yes.
Was it on this show?
Yeah, I think it was on this show. Maybe? Yeah, I think it was. Well, you cut off the little tip of
the tips of my pinky, yeah. My pinky and my index. Yeah. I owned a print shop and I used a guillotine cutter and cut it not off down straight down, but across like a shallot.
Ouch!
And it still hurts like the dickens. But
yeah, do that.
Yeah, because guess what? It bleeds a lot because there's a lot of blood in your hands.
Yeah, and it'll ruin whatever it was you were working on, unless it was something red. Sure.
I mean, you got to get a new like print out of that. You know.
I got to get a new print out of those bearer bonds and that newspaper with proof of life that is telling me all the money. Stamp, you got blood all. Now, okay, let's talk about this. The practicality. I understand he is doing a power play on him, and he is going to take his finger away from him for questioning him. And we'll probably get that next week. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. this week, we're not going to see the finger go away.
Yes.
How do you clean that up in a house that is mostly white and beige?
That's a good mostly one. White paper.
Do you think about this before you do it?
I mean, if you're Patrick Bateman, yeah.
He did make him pick it up. That we'll get to that next week. That's a power move.
That definitely is a power move, yeah.
So he probably made him clean him up too.
He has like a roll of butcher paper and he just pulls out a new wall.
Oh, the walls are butcher paper. They're just giant sheets of what? So that, like, if he wants to doodle, he just doodles on it. Like, he's like, here is the plan, we're going to do this, and they just pulls down. And it, like, if he pulls it too hard, it flips back up and goes flap, 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 flap.
Maybe all the floor is like, you know, plastic flooring or something. So like, Lethal Weapon or American Psycho. It's all big with tarp.
Oh, it's just squishy tarp. Yeah.
Squishy tarp.
This house is weird. It's made out of a lot of weird materials. That's what we've decided. It's made mostly out of paper and rubber. Oh,
it's modular, probably.
It's the creepo sex house. It's not good.
Now I have not been paying close attention up to this point. Do we think is this the first time that the stamp man has angered Ambrose so, or like does he have nine other fingers that are kind of stubby from the nine previous times he's pissed him off, and like this is just the last one left.
Oh, we should. That would be hilarious if he put his finger in the little in the cigar cutter. He's like, not again. And then he's like, and Ambrose is like, show it to me. He's like, show what? And he's like, show it. And Stamp has to slowly pull this necklace of fingers out from under his shirt, and because he was like, Ambrose makes him wear them around. I'm gonna cut off another one. And you're gonna put it on that necklace.
He has them in a bag around his neck.
Oh no.
Like this onion night. Yeah. This would be so awesome if every scene, there's like another bandage on another finger. And like by the end of the movie, you know, like so in a couple minutes, you know, he's got bandage on the pinky from this scene.
At the end of the movie, he looks like it's like Looper.
You know, by the end of the movie, he's just got like bandages everywhere.
It's like Looper. It just keeps like he keeps going down. Like and his arm's just like he no longer has an arm. He no longer has a leg. His nose has been cut off.
So at the end of this movie, are we going to call him Stumper?
Yeah,
Stumpy. I don't know. We've got so many names.
Stamp becomes but, Stump.
One of our Discord people has listed it. Listener Jeff has said Stamp, Stamper, Stampy, Stamps, Stampman.
Right.
These are all great names.
All great names.
El Stamperino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Oh, yeah. Stump. Ooh, Stump. Stump. Oh, that's his new name. Stump. His new name is Stump.
Stump. I think Stump. Now he's Stamp, but next minute. I have a feeling next minute he'll be Stump.
Yeah.
Be stumped.
Yeah. He's pre-stump right now.
Pre-stump.
I have a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Does Ambrose have anything in his mouth currently?
Marbles.
That's what I figured.
His evil. Welsh tongue.
His evil tongue.
Basically.
It's been a long time since I've seen this movie, and I don't remember most of it.
Long time.
But I did see it, and just seeing it again really is kind of weird that, like, what is he dipping right now? Is he chewing on something? Does he have sunflower seeds in his mouth?
I think, I noticed he didn't spit out. He's not one of those guys because he cut off the end of the cigar. Sometimes you see these guys bite off the end of the cigar, like with your teeth. That's kind of what you do, but you wouldn't keep it in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Having smoked cigars before, you don't do that. That's gross.
Yeah.
I think he's just one of those people that has big teeth. But yeah, it looks like, he's like jutting his jaw out, or he's got his tongue in his lip or something. I think that's just like the way his face looks.
I'd like to thank all. I'm going to take this time right this second to thank all of our listeners tonight. We have Alt Tab Matt, who not only listened but also decided to come on with us. Matt Soto. I won't say everybody's pen names, but we got Christian, we got Tabitha, we got Sean, and wait, who? Now, okay, listener Jeff, your handle is something I don't even know, so I'm just like, who is that? I'm like, oh, that's listener Jeff. Okay, so we had a bunch. We had at least 15 people on here at one point, and that was the first episodes, and it's hard to understand. So when we edit this together, you guys will all be like, man, this sounds really good. It doesn't sound like they messed up anything, but the people who were on here will be like, man, this is completely different than it was before.
Oh, so that's what they were saying.
Yeah, this kind of thing is like looking behind the curtain, like listening to people. Most of the podcasts before they're edited are complete and total trash. I mean, if you listen to most of the stuff that we do on Independence Day Minute, God, I cut down like at least 30 minutes of it.
I don't cut that much out of these, but this one I'm just going to have to truncate everything.
It cut me down. I see how we are. But censorship. Censorship. Censoring me. The man censoring me.
Boy, Chris is just on. Well, Chris, because you say horrible things.
I don't know what you're talking about.
If anything, I have half of my bits have been thrown to the editing floor. Let's wrap today up and this week up. We've had a lot of creepiness. We've had a lot of inappropriateness toward women. We've had a lot of inappropriateness toward fingers. We haven't seen the conclusion of that. That'll happen next week. But overall, guys, impressions of Sean Ambrose. Good boss, great boss, or not good at all?
Awful boss.
Awful boss. All right.
What's the benefits plan for this organization? I'd like to see that before I make a decision.
Well, you get as many dresses as you want.
Uh-huh. We're good on that.
I'm listening.
Keep going. You can play your didgeridoo anytime you wish.
Hell yeah.
All right. I'm on board.
All right.
I want to know about the medical plan, though.
Yeah. I mean,
I have a feeling I'm going to need that soon.
It's comprehensive. Well,
yeah, I mean, if I get a finger cut off, I mean, what's going to happen? You know, am I going to get medical assistance like right away?
No, you got to clean it up yourself.
Okay.
I don't even think Stamp goes anywhere. I think he just kind of grins and bears it.
I mean, does he at least have, like, medical, you know, supplies that I can actually get stuff done? Or do I have to pay my own copay for this kind of crap?
Oh, this is coming out of your own pocket.
Well, then you know what? Medical is a big thing for me, so I'm going to say not very good place to work at this point.
All right. Are you going to go talk to Glassdoor and leave a review?
You know what? Yeah, I'll probably just be like, hey, you know what? My finger got cut off. The facility that I was working in didn't have any kind of, you know, place to clean up. They only offered me basically cauterizing the wound at that point. No gauze, no antiseptic or anything like that. 2 stars.
All right.
Yeah. Pinkies down would not work again. No. Or would not hench again.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm giving it one pinky down.
One pinky down.
Yeah. Let's do some tech of the app. You guys want to stick your pinkies in this hole and we'll...
oh, but mine was too bad. I see how we are. Okay.
Ooh, here we are. Don't move your pinky around too much. Be careful. Careful. All right. Chris. I'm sure you have thoughts about what the tech of the app should be. I've stolen at least 2 of your techs this week, so let me give you a fair chance to steal one of mine. What do you think the tech of the app is in this episode?
The cigarette cutter.
Yep, cigar cutter, not cigarette, but yes,
whatever. Smoky thing cutter. Whatever. I don't smoke.
Smoky cutter.
It's a
Huge stamp of approval.
Yep. Huge stamp cutter.
Oh, disapproval. Oh, a huge stamp of disapproval.
Stamp of disapproval.
That's witty. When you have to say that, it's not.
No. sorry. I ruined it.
Yeah, you did. It's okay.
Yeah.
Sean, what about you?
Not the cutter itself. I'm going with the fine, Vega Fina cigar.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. You see that when he cuts it, you see the VF on the label. That's Vega Fina. And I think they're from Nicaragua, but you get a fine Connecticut leaf wrapper there. It's a decent smoke. So I'm going with the Vega Fina.
Nice. Matt, what about you?
I got to be a contrarian as well, too. I got to go with the with the cutter as well. That's a nice looking cutter. And you got to understand that a man like Ambrose right here, he's not going to skimp out for some like $5, you know, smoke shop cutter. He's going all out for like probably like a $500, $600 titanium steel rolled cutter.
Well, it can cut a finger off. So I have a cigar cutter and it wouldn't cut a finger off. It would piss you off if you tried to cut somebody's finger off.
Exactly.
It wouldn't cut it off.
This thing is probably, you know, rolled by Japanese sword makers or something like that, how sharp it cuts.
Yeah, and he, I have to agree, it's the cutter.
It's a Hanzo.
Not the cutty.
Not the cutty. Well, I think you guys are onto something, because if you notice, I don't know, maybe I'm getting a little bit in the beginning of next minute, but he kind of puts the finger in a little bit far into the cutter, but when he actually cuts, he brings it out to the end. So he's just cutting the tip. He's not forcing that cutter through bone. So he doesn't want to dull that blade. He is showing great care. So I think you're onto something. He obviously cares. He cares more about the cutter than he does about the stamp man.
And as we end this episode, I'm also thinking about changing my tech, because at second 51, did they add a visual effect to have a ratty nail? Did they give him a ratty nail?
They gave him a ratty nail.
Is that a prosthesis?
It looks like it looks, because you can kind of see a little bit of a line if you look right above it. It looks ratty as hell. So yeah. I'm wondering if they gave him a fake fingernail.
They give him no. That's his coke finger. I mean, that's
well. It's kind of like red and infected. It looks nasty.
Yeah, I'd cut the whole thing off. It's probably got the clap or dysentery or something.
It's probably saving it. It's probably, you know, preventing it from infection. Just cut the thing off now.
Yep. That's what I would do.
Yeah. So I don't know if you noticed, I think it was 43 or maybe 42. There's like an earlier bit where the stamp is like biting at his nail. They kind of like set up that the nail's an issue.
Oh, they're foreshadowing
it? In like an early scene, yeah. You know, for all the other issues with this plot, like someone looked at it and go like, why is he cutting the nail? We got to set it up. That they cover. Everything else they let go. But
it was a 20-page subplot.
Yeah, there is, like, if you go back and watch it, there is like a little setup for like he's like biting at it or something, like that nail has been bothering him.
Yeah, but you know, it would only like kind of end in a good conclusion if he went to go try to bite that nail again, looked at his stubby finger and was like, oh.
Was like, aw.
Well, isn't he scratching? He's scratching at it in later scenes, I think, which is funny.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we're not going to get to see anything happen to his finger this week. I apologize. Matt, I'm sorry you drove all the way out here to finish up the week with us just for this.
That's fine. Can I get validated at least?
Yes, you are a beautiful man and your beard is wonderful. There.
Wonderful. Thank you. At least I can get validated. Thank you very much for having me.
No problem. Sean, would you like to also be validated?
Yes, please.
Your lips are strong and can play a didgeridoo as well as a native Australian.
Thank you very much, sir.
Chris,
I don't need validation. I'm good enough. All right. And I'm worth it. So I know that.
Good for you, Chris. I'm glad you self-validated. That's nice. And Matt's going to have to do a little self-validation later tonight because his wife is still mad at him. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
For being on this podcast. But, Matt, thank you so much for joining in and being on call for this. We really appreciate it. Why don't you guys, let's do this. Sean, since you're the only guest to remain from Monday, why don't you plug your podcast first?
Well, you can hear me with my co-host Dave Palace talking about the movie Groundhog Day, 1 minute at a time, and that's at Groundhog Minute. You can hear me with my wonderful co-host Heidi Bennett talking about the movie This Is Spinal Tap, 1 minute at a time. At Spinal Tap Minute, and you can find links to those podcasts and more, and all my guest spots and lots of other stuff if you go to catandsean.org, and that's cat as in a cat, C-A-T, and Sean, S-E-A-N.org, and that's got links to to my podcast, my guest spots. It'll have a link to this, so when you hear it, you can link to it, catandsean.org. Thank you.
Awesome. Matt, what about you, man?
You guys can find me and my wonderful co-host, Johan, at both of our podcasts where we did Starship Troopers 1 minute at a time at the Roughneck Minute, and also currently our podcast currently recording and also playing ID4 Minute. We're doing that one with Alex from Galaxy Quest Minute. So go ahead and listen to all three of those podcasts. All three of them are good.
Yep, they are. They are good. Well, thank you guys for being so. Yeah, thank you guys so much for being on this week. Chris, as usual, thank you for being on with
me. You're welcome. You are very welcome.
He cut out, but I assume he said, "You're welcome, you're the best, I love you."
That's exactly what I said.
I'm gonna go with that.
That's canon.
As long as you don't cut off my pinky, I'm good.
Until next week, I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I've been Sean.
And I've been Matthew. This minute will self-destruct.
Snap, 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 snap.
See you next time on the show. It's